Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A continued focus on what is happening here in New York State. Aaron Katursky's joining us now with more. Governor making some more declarations yesterday saying that dramatic action is needed. What did we hear from Governor Cuomo?
Well, I don't know how dramatic it is, but he did take the first step toward mandating vaccine for state employees. And he said that all public-facing workers in state-run hospitals, Brian, must get vaccinated. No testing option for them. But the governor said that these are workers that cannot help but come into contact with patients and other members of the public. And so he said they have a special responsibility not to transmit the disease. And therefore, he said that they must get vaccinated come Labor Day. For other state employees, that's going to be similar to what New York City is doing, a vaccine or weekly test mandate.
And Aaron, he didn't stop there. He also encouraged businesses, private businesses, to do the same and said as much for schools, too, warning that they could be super spreaders.
Yeah, he did. He's concerned, clearly, that schools are going to be a problem come the fall, but he stopped short of saying that all teachers must be mandated to have the vaccine. He said that's going to be up to local jurisdictions, depending on the level and intensity of the virus, in the next several weeks. He also urged private businesses to only admit the vaccinated. He singled out Madison Square Garden for, a concert or whatever to get only vaccinated people into the arena. And he said, private businesses could do that, shops, restaurants. Now, that may help in some ways. It may hurt, if you're trying to develop the tourist economy, especially here in New York City. But the governor said that it, for him anyway, made good business sense.
Yeah, I thought it was notable that, he's saying dramatic action. He's not using the word emergency, but that seems to be the tone in the past week of everyone who's spoken about this issue. Yet a lot of these measures, state employees must get vaccinated, that's starting Labor Day. So, we need to do this right away, but, we'll check up again in a month.
Well, and I think, obviously you're right, the sooner the better, right? But I think there's a reality piece here where he wants to make sure he can negotiate with the unions so they don't put up a stink. I mean, the CSEA was clearly given a heads up about Cuomo's move because they in very short order put out a statement of support. But other unions are not as happy, and so the governor said he's willing to talk to them and negotiate with them, but it doesn't seem like he's going to really budge, because he said the imperative is really to get vaccinated. It is strange, though, that it's not immediate, right? It's come Labor Day, but I guess for the governor, he's concerned that the labor unions put up too much of a stink. They go to court, and that just prolongs the whole thing.
And there's only so much he can do because the vaccine is not FDA approved, right?
Well, that's right, and that's where and the governor was fairly frank about that. He said once it's fully approved, then a mandate would probably hold legal weight compared to now. Now he still says he's in good legal stead to mandate the vaccine among hospital workers and those public facing hospital workers, but he seemed more hesitant for others. By the way, we do have some new reporting that said that the at least the Pfizer vaccine could be fully approved by the FDA come September.
Aaron, thanks so much for the update. That's Aaron Katursky joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.